as the state of Texas begins to face up to the need to transform the way we do surface water and the way we do groundwater. We're in the process of transforming it, and now also going to have to wrestle with a whole bunch of issues about the interaction of federal environmental law with water law. Great time to be a water lawyer. Unfortunately, I don't get to talk about the interesting parts. I'm sorry I wasn't able to hear the discussion of the Endangered Species Act. And I understand from Jeff Boyd that he said a few things about the SAWS versus LCRA immunity case and wanted me to be able to answer some questions about that. Look forward to do that if we have enough time. I'm here to talk about a mess, something that's going to interfere with your doing your job in substantive water law. And that's these opinions on ex parte contacts by this advisory committee. The APA, the Administrative Procedure Act that governs statewide agencies, prohibits ex parte contacts with members or employees of an agency that are assigned to render a decision or to make findings or conclusions in a contested case. And the Texas Supreme Court in 1981 in the Vandegrift case held that this prohibition only applies to pending contested cases, and that because no application was pending at the time the organizers of a proposed savings and loan in Borger, Texas, met with the commissioner, that there was no violation, even though there later was an application filed and the commissioner granted it in favor of the applicants from Borger. But in May 2009, the Professional Ethics Committee of the State Bar of Texas issued an advisory opinion saying that despite Vandegrift, a contact by a lawyer exactly like the contacts by the organizers of the Borger Savings and Loan